Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. If you're casting around for an example of a Russian word or phrase that is a trial for translators, look no farther than the devilish trinity of provокация, провокатор, and провоцировать. You first think, easy peasy. It's just provocation, provокатор, and to provoke. True, provocateur doesn't exactly trip off the tongue in English, but still, what's the problem? The problem is that while the Russian and English words are not exactly false friends, they aren't really equivalents either. And while the meanings of the Russian words haven't entirely changed, the subtext and usage has changed dramatically. I began tracking these words in 2012 and did a brief update in 2015. Now, 3 years later, it seems like a good time to check in again. Provокация and the rest of the provocative gang came to Russia from Latin via French. The meaning of the original Latin words provocatio, challenge, and provocare, to challenge, elicit, or rouse, were for a while, it appears, the only meanings in Russian, and can still be found as the sole definitions in some dictionaries. And to be sure, this meaning hasn't gone away. On the everyday level, provоцировать does mean to elicit some kind of reaction. This can be translated as provoke. Мой брат проколол уши, хочет спровоцировать реакцию от родителей. My brother got his ears pierced. He's trying to provoke a reaction out of our parents. But this is a bit formal in English. You might try something slangier. Не поддавайся на него провокацию. Don't take the bait. With the noun provокатор, provокатор, translation gets trickier. Unless an English speaker can pull off a great French accent, not like me, or is at a conference on 19th century Russian terrorist groups, he or she would never in a million years use the word provocateur. So here, except in specific historical contexts, provocateur and provocateur are false friends. What do you say instead? Well, the annoying guy sitting next to you at a dinner party who keeps trying to get a reaction out of you, the evening's provocateur, might be a troublemaker, a mischief maker, or just an obnoxious tease, or a pain in the you-know-what. In English, you'd be much more likely to use a verbal phrase to describe him. He's trying to get your goat, get a rise out of you. He's baiting you, goading you, taunting you. He's trying to get you riled up. He's trying to pick a fight. How about in the dog park? In Russian, the little dog who yaps and yelps and lunges at the big dog, usually held firmly on a leash, is provокатор. Бобик ужасный провокатор, Бобик's owner says, meaning that the little barking mutt is either trying to provoke a reaction or is just unintentionally causing one. But no English speaker would ever say, Fido is a terrible provocateur. If you want to make yourself clear in an American dog park, you'd probably say something like, Fido picks fights. Or if he is more yappy than nippy, Fido might set your dog off. And finally, we come to the political provокация. Here, it helps to know a bit about history. From what I have read, the Russian special services under the Tsar, called the Охранка, often just transliterated as Охранка, or the Tsar's secret police, were specialists in infiltration. Their agents provocateur would get into an oppositional group, learn about their plans, and then disrupt them. They sometimes provoked the group into breaking the law, and of course made sure their colleagues were there to catch them. Or they committed a crime and made it look like the group was guilty. Bingo! That last act has now become a definition of provокация, and it's not a provocation in English at all. It's a frame-up, a setup, a false flag operation, a sting, something to make us, or them, or everyone, look bad or guilty or evil or nasty. So, when someone says «Отравление Скрипалей, чистая провокация», it doesn't mean the Skripal poisoning was pure provocation. It means the poisoning of the Skripals was a setup to make us look bad. Or take another example. Malaysia Boeing MH17, 3 года тотальной лжи вместе расследования Provokatsii po-amerykanski. Malaysian Boeing MH17. 3 years of complete lies instead of an investigation. It's a frame-up by the Americans. Note that it's always clear that the victim is Russia. And note that the U.S. is always guilty. The only good news here is that sometimes, in some situations, when the stars are in the right place, it's possible to avoid the whole provocировать-provокировать issue altogether. Он тебе троллит. He's trolling you.